Oh, it's duplicated, 1818. Okay, then last item is Roger's report.
Okay, I had a letter here I was going to read. I won't right now because of the hour. I'll send it to you. But I'll just tell you, it's a very nice letter from Mike Hill, who's a fish and game biologist. And he actually received an award, Superior Accomplishment Award. And he goes on to thank, he points out that he couldn't have won the award without a really good working relationship with a lot of people. And he goes on specifically about Chris Adair of our staff, Amanda Byrne, Jennifer Bidding, this goes back a ways, Hector Hernandez, David Innes, and Matt Thompson. So I won't read the whole thing. You kind of get the gist of it. But I will send you a copy because it's a very nice letter.
What did he get an award for?
It was a Superior Accomplishment Award from the Department of Fish and Game for his duties as District Fishery Biologist for San Luis Obispo Monterey County. So he doesn't go into detail about why he received the award. He's basically just giving credit. He says a major factor that was cited in my receiving this award is a working relationship that he has with staff at other agencies, particularly those with the Regional Water Quality Control Board. Mm. So there's a nice follow-up on his part. I'll send you a copy of that. And then in my report, we've got an update on stormwater permits in general, and then also an update on the Arana Gulch watershed progress. And we're reporting very good progress there in terms of helping with the hard pan problem up there on the Frisbee Golf Course. So that's summarized there for you. I included just a summary of a summary of funding that we have steered towards resource conservation districts. We had received a letter from Assemblyman Sam Blakely's office encouraging us to support the RCDs, and so I provided some proof that we in fact do with that list of funding from the most recent years. And let's see, we have a summary on the San Gerardo water supply contamination, which is kind of a nasty problem, but that gives you a summary of efforts to try to resolve that issue. And I'll just mention also, it's not listed in here, but the budget that was approved, we've received the, I was going to say preliminary allocation, I guess it's the allocation that we know of so far. It's essentially the same as last year. We have a very slight reduction in PYs, a tenth of a PY, so basically an insignificant change from the budget that we had last year, subject to change throughout the year, of course. But that's where we stand as far as the budget as we know it. And are there any questions?
Yes. Marana Gulch, the Frisbee part. Are we going to have an agenda item on this in the near future?
This is it.
This is it. Okay.
So the very near future will be right now.
Well, my next question then is that there has been some illegal discharges up there for a long period of time. Are we going to take any action on that?
Which illegal discharges are you referring to?
During storm. We don't have a stormwater permit to discharge erosion from up there, from playing on that park.
Well, I guess we figured that the fix was to try to solve the problem as far as the hard pan, which leads to erosion, and so that's what they're working on.
My next question then would be, has the staff been up there to look at this?
June 8th.
There has been somebody there.
June 8th, yeah.
Yeah, that was Peter von
Langen,
and he actually went home. He was here,
but
he gave up on us.
Well, I talked to Peter at the last meeting, and he said there was quite a bit done up there, and I asked him if he had visually seen it, all of it, mm-hmm. and visually looked at it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he was going up there or if he'd already. And I asked him if he was aware of the photographs that was taken during the field trip that Bruce Daniels, myself, and Roger took up at that particular time. It wasn't, I asked him to look at those and compare those photographs with the area that he was looking at, so it would be looking at apples and apples.
Mm-hmm. I can follow up with him and see if he did that.
Okay.
You have a chart here, Roger, on the Phase 2 permits and their status.
Right.
And I see under the third to the right column, hearing was requested. How many of these are coming up on the, was it the September board meeting? You said we had a bunch of swamps.
Well, September we have the Monterey Regional, which covers several of these. So that would be Seaside, Monterey County, Delray Oaks, Marina, City of Monterey, Sand City, Pacific Grove.
Okay, so.
Seaside. Is that the one we were supposed to have kept all that information for?
Yeah, that stuff that you kept.
Where do I keep it?
And then the month after that, October, we're down in Santa Barbara, and that would be Lompoc, Santa Maria, and
San Luis Obispo County?
No, I thought it was Buellton. Oh, Buellton's the next one down. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then San Luis Obispo is later, possibly December.
Okay.
I'm going by memory, but I think that's pretty close.
Okay.
I have a question on that same table.
Mm-hmm.
In the first column, attachment 2, MS 4, why is Los Osos listed there? They're unincorporated county.
Where are you again?
First column, swamp has been submitted.
Mm-hmm.
Attachment 2, MS 4.
Oh, right.
Fours.
Right.
It may be that the CSD has jurisdiction over stormwater. I'm not sure.
Because
normally, if it was an unincorporated area of the county, that it would be the county.
Right. That's my understanding.
It may just be a separate. I don't know.
It's a question that maybe should be looked at.
It may be that the CSD is the permit applicant.
The only services the CSD provides is the fire and
library.
Water and library.
And sewer.
And trash.
Yeah, it actually may have been submitted by the county. Possibly.
Oh. Okay.
It doesn't say CSD.
No, it doesn't say CSD, and then San Luis Obispo County is, you know, further along in the process.
Oh, true.
That's what.
Yeah, I'm not sure why they would
question.
Have submitted two separate permit applications, but if they're completely separate systems, they could get separate permits if they want to. It would be unusual. But.
Yeah, because the county does have CSA 9.
Yeah.
Out there.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. We'll check.
Okay. Yes, thank you.
Okay. Any other comments? Okay, we're done. The meeting's adjourned.
Thank you very much.
Until nothing in August, but September.
September.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
If anybody has any influence over Mr. Shawcross, tell him to get his application for his appointment.
Mm.